Somebody shout hallelujah. Beloved, praise the Lord. You are welcome to the season 7 of Biblical Phronesis. In this season, we shall look at what I refer to as guideposts, rules of thumbs for leaders that we successfully deliver projects within and outside the church. In this particular episode, we start with a wise master builder. And our text is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 10 to 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 10 to 15. And I read from verse 10 from the KJV version. According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth upon it. But let every man take it how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hail, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burnt, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of his word in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Our key verse is what I've just read in verse 10 of Corinthians chapter 3. In fact, our focus is 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 10a. And I'm going to read it again. It says, according to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builded upon it. That is what is expected of a wise master builder, according to the Bible. So what do wise master builders do? What do they do? I'm going to take a cue from what Ben Flyberg have written throughout this season. And that illustration is very, very crucial to us. Yeah, Flyberg says that the first heuristic for us that want to deliver a project correctly is to hire a master builder. And when you do that, you let them choose their team. Why? Because when you get the team right, then the project will be delivered. In fact, in the guidepost, it says clearly that when we give a good idea to a mediocre team or a mediocre man or woman or person, they will often screw it up. In other words, they will not deliver. However, when you give a mediocre idea to a great team led by a master builder, a wise builder, they will either fix that poor idea or come up with something better. In however you look at it, they will get that job done. In other words, it's very important for us as Christians and children of God, and as, of course, leaders, wherever we are working in the secular, that the team is more important than the ideas you are pursuing. Good people will deliver with a poor process, whereas a poor process will not deliver good people. I repeat, good people will deliver with a poor process. You may have followed a poor procedure, but good people will deliver. But the reverse is the case. A poor process or procedure will not deliver good people. So, there is a very, very important thing that we need to think about when we are hiring people, either in the secular or in the church. You are hiring pastors, workers, HOD, or where we are working. The late Steve Jobs says that picking the right person is 100 times better than picking an almost right person. That is a very, very important quotation, quoted saying by Steve Jobs. the founder of Apple. So a master builder, for example, specializing in delivering IT project, said to Befleberg that a condition for accepting jobs is if he's able to bring his own team. Why? Because he trusts his team and they will deliver with him. Why? Is the success dependent on that team? So it is very, very important that being a master builder must be seen to be a sport event, a team sport, not something that is individualistic. Master builder will deliver because they have reliable teams. Okay? Therefore, we should hire a master builder, whatever we are. Even if it's a church, it's a pastor. Check whether that person is a builder or a destroyer. We are going to have an illustration shortly. With their team, so that they can do the job. Now, let's give clear illustration. Let's go to the Bible now. The people of God have not gotten out of the business of building churches and, of course, building life. In fact, building life is more important than building churches. The same can also be said that the enemies of God have not gotten out of the business of destroying lives. So some leaders are in the business of destroying lives instead of building lives. That is why we need wise master builders. We need wise master builders to stay the course wherever we find ourselves, whether in the northern hemisphere or in the southern hemisphere. In 2 Chronicles 5:14, the Bible records that the temple of God was built according to the pattern given to David and passed on to Solomon. Beloved, it was built. And when it was completed, the Spirit of God filled the temple. God filled the temple built by a workforce that included carpenters, craft persons, man and woman, stone cutters, and other trade. The workmen that built the temple, built, led by Solomon, were estimated to be over 150,000, supervised by close to 4,000 supervisors, but there was somebody at the top, at the apex. That fellow was a wise master builder. That was why that project was completed on time and completed to the exact pattern, meaning to the exact design God gave to David and passed on to Solomon. Of course, we all know that the temple was destroyed by the Babylonians and rebuilt under the leadership of Nehemiah. You can see previous episode of Biblical Furnaces for that, and Ezra before the Romans came again to destroy it. In other words, as we build, something in the future can put a spanner into their works. So we must have master builders so that we can continue to build people, we can continue to build lives in our spheres of, on our circles of influence, whatever we have. We need wise master builders. Beloved, let us conclude Biblical Furnaces for this episode. This season, we'll be looking at master builders all through. We'll probably have more than 12. We'll have several episodes, maybe 20 episodes, looking at using the work of Ben Flyberg as our navigator. Now, number one point, Biblical Furnaces. If you want to engender a positive outcome for a project, hire a wise master builder. Hire a wise master builder to obtain a positive project outcome, whether in a church or outside the church. Number two, a wise master builder lays foundation for others to build upon. If you are a fellow that is a builder, you lay a foundation for others to build upon. A wise master builder works so that his or her work will not be consumed by fire. 1 Corinthians 3:15. 1 Corinthians 3:15. Meaning what you do should endure if it has been done by the Spirit of God. And being a wise master builder is a team sport. It is not individualistic. And if God has given us the grace, we are in a position in order to select builders or leaders. We must pick the right person. Picking the right person is 100% better than picking an almost right person. Pick the right person that will come with their team, allow them to lead, and you have a positive result. And as mentioned in our key verse. Beloved, let us remember. A wise master builder will always walk with the grace of God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for inspiring this season of biblical faith. Lord Jesus, make us wise master builders. Wherever we are located, make us wise and make us pure. Jesus, Father, in this earthquake, all of us will suffer.
When I call your name, you make a way. Your name is a strong tower, Jesus. Waymaker.
Your name is a waymaker.
Beloved, if you enjoyed this episode, please like us on our various media platforms and also join us at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Restoration House online or on site in Bloemfontein, South Africa. We welcome comments from you. Please use all our platforms on Facebook as well as YouTube. Till we come to you in the next episode of Biblical Phonesis, may the Lord keep you safe and blessed. May He shower you with divine wisdom daily to succeed in the mighty name of Jesus.